Initially, I was fairly reserved about showing these photos of myself or my husband or family. You don't want people to be looking at you and feeling sorry. I'm Miriam Daly from La Mancha Station, Longreach, 100 k's west. Some of these photos were cattle that we have just unloaded. They're very real. They depict what's happening for us at the moment. They're probably not the scariest of what you can see on the land, but I think it definitely depicts what's happening for us.
They're not something that you want to hang up on your walls at home, I imagine. But they have to be shown, because we really need to get the message out there that these people need help. My name is Anne Smith, and I'm the photographer for the exhibition. It was really heartbreaking, really difficult. Not only technically, it's a different way to shoot images, because normally you shoot in the morning or late in the evening. We wanted to show what the land really looked like. We didn't want to romanticise the images, so we shot in broad daylight.
I'm Ricky Jeffrey, Dr. Ricky Jeffrey, the Diocesan Director for Centrecare, Catholic Diocese of Rockhampton. Earlier this year, we received some federal government funding to support families who are going through drought. And the overwhelming thing that people said they would like when we talked to people on the land was that, could we do something that would help people in Canberra and in the cities and the coastal areas not forget them. It was, what could we do that was sensitive but not overstating the issue, that could capture people's imagination to say, gee, that is really tough, and yes, it's going to be a few years before people get out of this mess. When we first came out, you know, you drive into the little regional towns, and on the surface stuff looks good, but when you get out into the properties, you can see people are really struggling in terms of putting food on the table. Everything seems to be going to keep their animals alive.
Joe Owens, Mayor of Longreach Regional Council. I think the people in the, particularly in the cities, just don't realise how bad it is. Even the people involved on the land, everything's going along quite fine, and then all of a sudden you just get a bit of reality check yourself and think, whoa, you know, it's, how bad is it? Because you see it yourself, it's just slowly deteriorating. It's not a storm or something like that. There's a big change overnight. This is a very slow-moving disaster.
We get lots of rain on the coast and in cities, and then we hear that Longreach or Winton or someone's had 20 mil, and we seem to think, well, that's the drought sorted.
While in the last couple of days some people have had a bit of relief rain, which has been very welcome in their respect, it's not widespread. The thing is, even when it does rain, the cattle or sheep still need feeding, because the grass doesn't grow overnight. The bank balance doesn't improve overnight. These images are the real thing. They do depict what is out there in a lot of areas for people to see that can't come out here themselves. I think it will open a lot of eyes in the city, certainly.
Yeah, I'd hope that people that don't really have a lot to do with our way of life and the land may see these images and take away something that is very real, and it might affect them in a sense. I don't really want people to be sad. I just think that it's nice to share our way of life with people.